Thanks, Amber. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's great to have you all here this morning. My name is Hendre. I'm the associate pastor here at Trinity Church Lockleys, and as you would already have witnessed this morning, that basically means I tried to give Des Smith, our senior pastor, as many grey hairs as possible. But we really are so thankful that you've chosen to spend Christmas morning here with us. We feel really privileged and honoured. And my aim this morning is, we've promised we will be brief, and I will do that. But my aim is to just expand a little bit on what we have already heard, both from our resident rappers, but also from the Bible readings Amber just read to us. And that is that unlike other gifts, which break, which spoil, which only satisfy for a certain period of time, in Jesus, we have been given the one gift that will never disappoint. And the central and the best part of Christmas. Now, unlike M, and more like the other M, I really do love Christmas. I love the time spent with family. I love the food far too much. And if I'm honest, even receiving presents is great. Like, who doesn't like that? But it is exactly because all of these are such good and wonderful things that it is so easy for us to be distracted from that which is even better on Christmas. In Matthew, in the first reading we had read to us this morning, we saw the account of how Joseph and Mary gave Jesus his name. Now, in this account, we see Jesus given three names: Jesus, Messiah, and Emmanuel. Now, I don't know how many of you who are parents found the name-giving process to be as stressful as I did. Like, there's clashing opinions between you and your spouse, thinking about what your family will think, thinking about what your friends, Australians generally, will shorten it to. Like, there's a lot to consider. It can feel like the biggest deal. It is their identity. It is what they will be known by for the rest of their life. And yet, the truth be told is, we went with Theophilus, which is pretty strange, but people just get used to whatever you do, right? They'll come to accept it. Your grandparents will come to love them despite the name. But here, in this account, in Jesus being given his name, we see him being given names that aren't randomly drawn from a hat, but that were carefully chosen by God. And each one of these names tell us something about who he is. Jesus, Messiah, Emmanuel. Now, although there's a ton I could say about each one of these, for today, I will just focus on one, on the name Jesus. We saw in verses 20 and 21, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Greek form of Joshua, literally means salvation, or God saves. Jesus' name foreshadows that which he had come to do, and exactly what the angel told Joseph he would do. He will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, came to earth as a man to save people. Came to save me, came to save you. He came to offer us the gift of life, the gift of forgiveness, to pardon us from our guilt of sin, from that is our rebellion against God, against living life his way, not giving him the glory and the honor he is due. And this gift restored our relationship with God, the one who made us, who made this world. And that is a pretty insane gift. Now, for just a moment, I need to ask you all to just play along with me here for a minute. Can everyone please put both hands on your heads? If you're able to, if you really can't, don't. Now, I promise I'm not going to throw anything at you, but on the count of three, I want you all to shout Merry Christmas and then reach under your seat. while I have my Oprah Winfrey moment. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, Merry Christmas. Under your seat, there should be something stuck there. It's the best present ever. If it's not there, try the seat next to you. Okay, now refocus, you can keep looking later. But if you're being perfectly honest, who is disappointed with the gift they had under their chair? Who? Put your hand up if you're disappointed by what you got for Christmas from me. No. It's okay, I can take it. But gifts, as we have seen, as you've experienced now, can be disappointing, can fail to be all of what we hoped. For those of you who aren't disappointed yet, don't worry, they'll die as soon as you put them in the ground and you'll be disappointed then. But the gift in Jesus, the gift he gave to us, will not disappoint. And why is that? Well, for one, it's because he has already come. He has already accomplished the work of salvation. It is done, it is secure, it is finalized. It's not like the seeds, how much water, the weather, birds, insects, bugs won't affect it. It's a done deal. And as we saw in the reading from John 4, we saw Jesus tell the Samaritan woman in verse 10, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." He goes on in verses 13 and 14, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Now, let's not pretend. The majority of us are in for a pretty good feed this afternoon. My mother-in-law's turkey is not actually dry. It's delicious. But the reality is, no matter how good the food is, no matter how much you overeat, eventually you're going to be hungry again. If you're like me, it will be a few hours later. But for some of you, at the very least, it will be tomorrow. You will be hungry again. You will need to eat again. You will need to drink again. Gifts at Christmas can only satisfy temporarily. But in Jesus, we have been given a gift that will satisfy completely. He completely satisfied the debt of our sin. And not just in that moment, not just all the sin up to that point, not just for a short while, but eternally, for all sins we had already committed, for those we are yet to commit. And unlike the sacrifices in the Old Testament, Jesus was the perfect once-for-all sacrifice, the perfect life-giving gift. And through that perfect gift, each one of us has been invited into a relationship with God to live a life free from the guilt and the burden of sin, but invited to eternal life free from pain and suffering. And that is the greatest gift of all. That is the meaning of Christmas. And that is the one true gift which will never disappoint. If you're someone here today and you don't really know who Jesus is, or you'd like to find more about why we think he's even better than the gifts under the Christmas tree, please ask the person you came with. Or if they don't give a good answer, ask the next person along, or me, or anyone else here. Because we all, those of us who are part of church here, think Jesus is pretty amazing. He's the reason we're here each week. He's the reason we are here today rather than being at home in our pajamas. Some of you will have gotten some pretty great gifts this morning, or are about to when you get home. Some you'll guard closely, struggle to share. so someone else doesn't break it or eat it all. But unlike those gifts, the gifts we have in Jesus is not one we need to guard for our own sake. It is not one that can be consumed, that can run out, that can break. But it is one that we can share time and time again, that never runs out. And in fact, it becomes more joyful and more enjoyable the more we share it, the more we see others realize the goodness of Christ. So be generous. Share. Be like that Samaritan woman who ran to tell everyone once she realized who Jesus was. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, the one gift that will never disappoint. We thank you that because he has already come, he has already paid the price for our sins, that we can have confidence knowing that that is secure and sure. Thank you that in him we have been invited into relationship with you, that it is a gift that will last forever, and that it is one that can never run out or fail. Amen.
We'll continue to pray before we sing two more carols.
Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Bow your heads and join me with me in prayer. Gracious God, on this holy day we come before you with hearts full of gratitude. We thank you for the good news of Christmas, the greatest gift we could ever receive, the gift of Jesus who came to save us from our sins. Lord, we trust in your love and the hope that Christ brings, and we pray that this truth would fill us with peace and joy, now and always. Thank you, God, that no word from you will ever fail. We also praise you for the many blessings we enjoy in this season, the meals we share, the time with family and friends, and the warmth of our community. May we not take these gifts for granted, and may we remember to share them generously with those around us, especially those in need. Father, we pray for those for whom Christmas is a difficult time, for those who are grieving, who are lonely or are struggling. We ask for your comfort and peace to surround them. May we lead others to put their faith in you and know the true meaning of Christmas. As a church, may we be a beacon of kindness, hope and compassion, reaching out to the marginalised in our society just like Jesus did. Finally, we pray for your protection and guidance as we enter the final days of this year. Keep us safe and help us to start the new year with hearts full of faith, ready to walk in your light and live out your love in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's sing now about the perfect gift of Jesus, the only gift that can truly satisfy. very first Christmas, angels appeared singing glory to God in the highest. So we're going to sing glory in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you had a great time and that you enjoyed the service with us. Please stay with us. We have some tea and some coffee and a little bit of morning tea, so you don't have to rush off. However, we fully understand if you need to get out and start preparing your family lunches. If you do have any questions about today, as I mentioned earlier, please grab one of those blue cards, fill it out, and let us know that you've been here, and then we'll be in touch with you during the week. But also just ask any of us, and we'd be happy to have a chat with you. Of course, you can also come back on Sunday. We'll be here at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and we're always here on a Sunday morning, so please join us anytime you're able to. We'd love to see you. As we head out, though, let me pray. Our dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son, Jesus, Messiah, Emmanuel. Thank you that you love us so much and that he came to be like us and to help us to repair our relationship with you. Thank you that he offers us living water. Thank you that it will last for eternity and satisfy us completely. We ask that you would help us to show your love to our family, to our friends, and to our community, not just at this time of year, but always. And please help us to know the peace and freedom that you offer us, And please help us to be a blessing to others today and throughout this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas. See you again.